You are the new chairman of the Lee County Republican Party. First off, how did you get to that point? From a lot of people I hear is, well, I was recruited to do this, or I thought about that. For you, how did you end up in this position?
Well, first of all, Jason, I've been a person who had enough energy for any three people most of my life. I was a railroader. I went through five segments of the railroad, and during the early days of the 60s and 70s, we got laid off a lot. And so when we would get laid off, well, we would go to work for somebody else. And then I would get called back, and then I would work two jobs at one time. And I went through all of that, went in the Navy, spent 4 years of in the Navy, worked in Fort Madison. We bought a little grocery store there at one time, and got involved with the Chamber of Commerce and did a lot of things around the city and became Ambassador of the Year at one point in time, and went back to work for the railroad, worked in Chicago. And if I can continue on with that, when I was in Chicago, I worked for the Canadian National Railroad when I was laid off in West Burlington at the shops there. And while I was there, we would hear Obama speaking on, our now President Obama speaking on the WLS every 30 minutes. And it wasn't that he was speaking every 30 minutes, but his recorded message was on the radio every 30 minutes, and that's when he was an organizer. And there wasn't a person that I knew of that said, "Man, this guy is really sharp. He is going places." Well, it wasn't too much after that that he was running for President of the United States. And we always wondered, well, how did that happen? So anyway, I retired, and after retirement, I found out that President Obama now is coming to Fort Madison to speak at the high school, and I went over and listened to him, and I thought, he is advancing so quickly through the ranks. I want to know more about him. And so I started reading everything I could, his biography, books other people had written, found out where he came from and what he was doing and the people that he associated with. And finally, when he was running for election, I couldn't imagine that this particular person was running for President of the United States based on his background. And so I have never been involved in politics before in my life. But I decided to join the Central Committee of Lee County, Republican Central Committee of Lee County. And in doing so, I got involved with Larry Cruz's campaign, and I've done a lot of things, working the headquarters and that sort of thing. Finally, we came to the election this year, and I thought, Matt Green was running, and of course we still had a chairman, Don Lucas, and I thought, well, there's some things that I would like to see approached, and I decided to go ahead and throw my hat in the ring too. And as things panned out, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. And I ended up being chairman of the Lee County Republicans, the conservatives of Lee County.
What are the things that you wanted to see? You mentioned that you had a few things that you wanted to see, and you're deciding to get more involved. What were they?
I think that things had slowed down as far as Republicans go. As you know, Lee County is very Democratic. My dad was a Democrat all of his life, and probably one of the last challenging arguments that we had was after President Obama was elected the first time. And it wasn't far after, not very far past that argument that we had, that he passed away. But it was very memorable to me that we did that. Well, during my dad's era of Democrat involvement, the Democratic Party is much different than it is today. That was the era of JFK. People who that you knew who they were, where they came from. The things that they did were monumental. The missile crisis and so on, and my viewpoint, because of my studies, on our now President Obama were not the same. These were not the same kind of people. And if you notice today, I mentioned earlier that we heard Barack Obama on the WLS in Chicago every 30 minutes. It seems like every 30 minutes we now hear President Obama speaking on the TV or on the radio. And I think for the low-information voter, that's one way to convince them to vote for him again. And that's one of the things that that's occurring. But we want to get our message out that we are also for the people. We are for the people. We're, the Democrats are not the only ones for the small person. The Republicans, the conservatives are as well. And our nation, our county, and that's where I've got to keep my focus, is on our county. But it's based on my beliefs. Because of your question, it's based on my beliefs why I did this in the first place. And in our county, we have got to show that we are interested in the people also. We have to have the people to support our beliefs, and we also have to fundraise to support those beliefs. And so that is, hopefully, that answers your question.
How do you start getting that message out? What is the plan? When do you start putting together that plan to get more of the outward message?
It's becoming embedded in my mind, and I'm not going to give you all the details because I'm not going to divulge the things that we are about to do. But a lot of it has to do with the things I've done in the past. I've been involved in sales, catering, working for other railroads, working for other, I've gained a lot of information, the school of hard knocks, if you will. And I have seen how people motivate other people. The crossroads of preparedness and opportunity where they meet, that's considered luck by most people. Or the other way around in describing that is, what is luck? That's the crossroads of preparedness and opportunity. We need to be prepared for the next election cycle. We got to have the people. We got to have the money. We got to know what's going on. And we've got to meet the Democrats head on. And that's what I'm going for.
And that was going to be my next question. As so many times I've been covering Lee County now for 10 years, so many times, especially at the county level, you will get an Democrats control all seats now in the county level, and you have a lot of times no Republican challenger. Is that a focus to start getting people to run to get ours on the ballot, I guess you could say?
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't have an inkling of who those people might be at this point in time. It's too early yet. But our goal is to put people of the Republican Conservative Party in office from the county to the hill.
In the next, let's say we meet a year from now, what do you hope to have done? What are some of your goals that you hope to have accomplished, let's just say in the next year?
I'm rallying the troops. We're having some special meetings. We just had an executive committee meeting the other night where we talked through things that have been done in the past and not been done in the past, and we have agreed on things that we need to do in the future, and we're going to share those ideas at our next central committee meeting. And it's about talking with the people who are involved, have the beliefs in our party, and they want to pursue our party in Lee County. And the way we're going to do it, that's my input. And it's, you know, it has to be approved by them. But I think that I have the experience that the excitement. I could think I can provide the excitement for the rest of the Central Committee to make these things happen.
Do you separate the local from the national as you're doing this, or do you tie in national Republican efforts, national discussions and stuff, or do you try to keep it local?
My whole being in the Lee County Republicans is to support Lee County, Lee County, Lee County. Now, what's going on in my head has to do with national, but that has nothing to do with what you and I are talking about right now. and I have my beliefs about what's going on in our nation, and I choose to speak just about the Lee County politics, and it's different than any other county, not only in Iowa, but everywhere else. We've got strong union membership. We have people that have voted Democratic Party all of their life, and their families have too. They don't even think about it when they vote. They just vote Democratic.
How do you change that mindset? I mean, obviously, you're starting the campaign, but even just something that is so ingrained in, how do you change that?
Well, we're going to have to get out and let people know who we are. And just today, I went by the post office after breading chicken at the Knights of Columbus this morning, early this morning. And I talked with someone at the post office. I talked with somebody at the grocery store. I talked to a doctor that I knew. I talked to another retired person that I knew. I'm going to help you this next go around. And it was just a casual conversation. People are starting to realize that this is not the government that they want, not only in Lee County, but across this nation.
Do you think there's a base that has just remained quiet, especially here in Lee County?
Yeah, people are afraid. You know, you have your, they're afraid if you're a union man, and you, how it's really difficult to espouse your beliefs when the union membership is so Democratic. And so you don't hear too much of that. You don't hear people speak out so much. They're afraid to talk about it. But that doesn't have to stop them at the polling place. You vote your mind at the polling place. So I've been a union member all of my life. I believe in unions. I know they accomplish a great deal for the workers. But there are some places, some aspects of your life that they got no business into. And when you're pay 60% of your union dues for lobbyists, and you don't know what those lobbyists are doing, that's not right either.
Probably the final thing, what's the next opportunity, the next thing that people can expect to see? Is there an event coming up, anything like that that's going to be coming up that people can expect to see from the Lee County Republicans?
Absolutely. Membership drive is going to start this summer, and the really big whoop-de-doo to start that membership drive off is a fundraiser, and that happens July 27th.